The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, let's get right into baseball because that's pretty much all we have to discuss right now at this point in time. It's kind of another sports fan purgatory time of year since the NBA finals are done. We got nothing going on with the NFL, so it's just baseball, and more baseball. So let's get right into the top 10 MLB power rankings for this week. Not a whole lot of changes. We are going to be talking about a couple of new teams in the top 10 this week who made a little bit of a resurgence or just a first appearance. But at the top, it's pretty much remained the same. So let's go ahead and kick it off with number one. Still remains the New York Yankees. Overall record of 52-28. They are 3-7 in their last 10 games, so they really have not had a good week. As a matter of fact, they got smashed by the Baltimore Orioles earlier in the week, and then they also got smashed by the Atlanta Braves over the weekend. So they pretty much, they got blown up with their starting pitching, which has really been solid all year. But, I mean, at some point you're going to have a downtime, and I don't expect it to last that long. Somebody who's not having downtime right now is Aaron Judge, who just gets hotter and hotter as the season wears on. As a matter of fact, his numbers right now are better than when he broke the home run record 2 years ago. So there's a good chance we could be seeing him in another home run race this year. But right now he's batting a 300 with 28 home runs and 70 RBI on the season. And right now in home runs and RBI, he leads the league. And he's just getting better and better as the season wears on. And, you know, Soto, he's hot as well. So this New York Yankees lineup is hot. But their starting pitching definitely got blown up this weekend. Their bullpen has also been getting blown up. But, hey, at some point, you are going to have some down weeks throughout this long-ass season in baseball, and right now the Yankees are going through it. Then at number two in my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Philadelphia Phillies. Overall record of 51-26, so they are the first National League team to reach the 50-win mark this week. Their past 10 games, they are 5-5, and they did get they took the series over the San Diego Padres and the Arizona Diamondbacks this week. Offensively, this team has zero issues. As a matter of fact, they're getting a lot of offensive production from Alec Baum this year. He's batting a 305 with 8 home runs and 61 RBI. And then, of course, Bryce Harper he's also getting hotter as the season progresses on, batting a 297 with 18 home runs and 51 RBI on the season. And this Philadelphia Phillies team, even though they're kind of slumping right now too. I mean, obviously the two best teams in the league to me are the Yankees and the Phillies, and it feels like we're just basically on a crash course to see them in the World Series. I mean, of course, anything could change. We are way early in the season for that kind of talk, but those are the two top teams right now, and they just look really good. But right now they're both slumping just a bit. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings, another team that's kind of slumping a bit. At first, when the week began, I kind of thought they were going to inch their way up to either the one or two spot this week, but then they just got blown up over the weekend, and that is the Baltimore Orioles. Overall record of 49-28. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the New York Yankees, and I mean, they smashed them, but then they got swept by the Houston Astros, and they got smashed by the Astros. So that was kind of why I was like, well, I can't put you above the Yankees and the Phillies just yet, because you didn't. You showed up against your division rival, but you just got blown up by the Astros, who haven't been that good this season. They are playing a lot better right now, but overall, the Astros are not what the Astros have been in the past, especially when they won the World Series a couple years ago. But overall, the Orioles still look good. I mean, right now they are leading the league in runs with 403 runs on the season. And then, of course, Gunnar Henderson just is continuing to have an amazing year, batting 279 with 24 home runs, 53 RBI, and doing it defensively as well, and just really leading this team. And the Orioles really just have not lost a step, even though they're kind of down right now. Overall, they're beating really solid teams. They're having no issue scoring runs. And it was basically their starting pitching just got blown up this week as well, like the Yankees. Then at number four in my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Los Angeles Dodgers. Overall record of 48-31. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Colorado Rockies, but split the series with the Los Angeles Angels. Mookie Betts did go on the injured list last week, and he's going to miss a couple of months. So they're going to need the offensive production from Shohei Ohtani, who has had no issues with that, batting a .321 with 23 home runs and 57 RBI. And we haven't really discussed him a lot this season, but Freddie Freeman's still there, and he's still doing big things as well, batting a .298 with 11 home runs and 46 RBI. Wouldn't be shocked if he starts to step it up even more offensively with Betts being on the injured list. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings, a team that just keeps on hovering here in this middle area. And they were down a bit there, but they are now pretty much the hottest team in baseball right now, and that is the Cleveland Guardians. Overall record of 49-26. They are 6-4 in their last 10 games, and they are on a five-game winning streak. This past week, they took the series over the Seattle Mariners and the Toronto Blue Jays. They swept their ass. And I mean, they really smashed both of these teams. It really wasn't close for the most part in a lot of these matchups. And, you know, the big question with the Guardians all season for me has been their injuries, but also their starting pitching just is very, very shaky. But Bybee right now is starting to look like he's potentially looking like the ace of this starting pitching core. It's hard to really look at him as an ace because, you know, he has his really bad moments. But, you know, he also had his career high of 12 strikeouts earlier in the week. So he's been showing lights of being a really solid pitcher. He does have 5 wins on the season with the .365 ERA and 99 strikeouts. So he's looking very solid right now. But you know, overall, that is the big question with the Guardians. But they are still playing really well, and the starting pitching is still above water right now. And then you got Josh Naylor, who's just having a phenomenal year, batting a .244 with 20 home runs and 58 RBI on the season. So he's been a huge source of offense, right up there with Jose Ramirez on the season for the Guardians. But like I said, they're still here, and they're still playing well, still beating really good teams. And like I said, they smashed both the teams this weekend. They're making it look like they're going to take that division pretty easily. Then at number six on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Atlanta Braves. Overall record of 43-32. And speaking of hottest teams in the league, this is one of them. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. And just when you think they're down, because, you know, they lost Michael Harris to injury as well. So, you know, they lose Acuna. It just kind of feels like all of the injuries keep compiling on the Braves, but they do still, you know, they are finding great use out of these old pitchers that they've got going on. You got Max Fried, who had an amazing weekend. He's got 7 wins on the season with a .3 ERA and 80 strikeouts on the season. And so he and Sale are pretty much just riding strong this year as the starting pitchers and really just leading the charge. And then, of course, the Braves, even though they did lose Acuna and they have lost Harris, and even other sources of offense throughout the season, they still are finding other guys to step it up. And right now, Kelnick seems to be the guy who's stepping it up. He's batting a .270 with 7 home runs and 21 RBI. And he's made some really big game-changing plays, especially over this last week. He's been turning it on. So I would not be surprised if we keep seeing the Braves get better as the season rolls on. They are, in my opinion, far behind the Phillies right now, so I don't really see them overtaking the division, but hey, you never know. It is still quite early in the season, and the Braves are still very capable of being one of the top teams in the league. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Milwaukee Brewers, over a record of 45-33. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Los Angeles Angels, but lost the series to the San Diego Padres. Almost got swept in a 4-game series, but were able to get a close win yesterday. I mean, probably the streakiest team in the league are the Milwaukee Brewers. You know, they started off the season hot and pretty much have just been up and down, up and down. But they've pretty much been in the top 10 for the most part all season long just because they continue to get wins. Offensively, they are a pretty solid team. You know, you got Christian Yelich having a solid year, batting a .316 with 7 home runs and 34 RBI on the year. Then they're getting some offensive production from Turang as well, who's batting a .294 and 5 home runs and 32 RBI. And then their starting pitching is is also, you know, staying above ground. They do get blown up at times, but overall, they have a pretty solid starting pitching core, and the Milwaukee Brewers still talking about them as the season wears on. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Seattle Mariners. Overall record of 45-35. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This is also a very, very streaky team as well. This past week, they lost to the Guardians, and then they also lost a series to the Miami Marlins. So they just are not looking good right now, even though they've been really hot the last couple of weeks. They still lead their division, but the Astros are starting to get going, and now the Rangers have Scherzer back, and then they're going to get DeGrom back eventually as well, so who knows how the second half of the season is going to go, so it's important that Seattle starts to kind of build a lead over those two teams, because they are known to get going at some point. Starting pitching is the best for the Mariners. That's pretty much what they're riding this season on. Castillo's got 6 wins with their 3.63 ERA and 96 strikeouts. But then, you know, beyond him, they are holding it down, but their bullpen is kind of shaky. And then offensively, they're pretty much only getting consistent production from Julio Rodriguez and Cal Raleigh. And Raleigh's not, he's hitting them out of the park, but he's not really getting on base quite a bit. So offensively, they have a lot of issues, and I wouldn't be shocked to see them, eventually lose their grip on their division. But, right now, their starting pitching is very solid. It's keeping them above water. It's keeping them in their division race. But at some point, they need to get that offense going besides the two guys they've got going right now. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Minnesota Twins. Overall record of 43-35. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Tampa Bay Rays, but took the series over the Oakland A's. Carlos Correa, he's been having a solid year, batting a .304 with 8 home runs and 36 RBI on the season. And then Royce Lewis, ever since this guy came back from injury, he has just been knocking him out of the park. He's batting a .348 with 10 home runs and 14 RBI. And he just knows how to get on base. It's just something else that when he's healthy, he looks really solid. Unfortunately, he tends to get injured quite a bit throughout his entire career so far, including his minor league stint as well. But when he's on the field and he's healthy, he is a huge offensive force. And so far for the Twins, ever since he came back, they've been right in the thick of things in the American League. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings, a team we have not discussed this year, and that is the Boston Red Sox. Overall record of 42-36. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Toronto Blue Jays and the Cincinnati Reds. And I mean, this team is really getting a lot of offensive production, and they're beating a lot of good teams as well. I mean, they took the series over the Yankees a couple weeks ago. They just swept the Blue Jays, so they're getting a lot of good, solid division wins, but they're just getting wins just in many different ways. Their starting pitching is solid. It is shaky at times, but it can definitely get the job done. But they are getting a lot of offensive production, starting with Jaron Duran, who's batting a .288 this year with 7 home runs and 36 RBI. Then Tyler O'Neill is just having a resurgent year, batting a .262 with 15 home run, 26 RBI. And then, of course, Rafael Devers, he's batting a .274 with 14 home runs and 39 RBI. So the Boston Red Sox are a team that I haven't really talked about this year, but they've pretty much been in the thick of things all season long. I mean, they've been beating good teams. It's just, I didn't know if they were really for real, but right now they actually do look for real. I don't know what's going to happen as the season wears on, because there's a lot of questions. They don't have a lot of depth, but right now they're playing really well, and you got to talk about them at this point in time. Then moving on to the Men's College World Series, it's turned out to be an excellent matchup right now, as I thought it would be. In Game 1, Texas A&M, this is actually the first time they've ever made the College World Series, and they took advantage of that in their first ever win in the College World Series in Game 1. They got a 9-5 win over Tennessee, and I mean, they smashed them. It started right from the jump. Hit a leadoff home run and just did not look back from there. They had a 5-run third inning, and Tennessee was just completely unable to get going offensively, which is weird because they are the best offensive team in college baseball this year. And then they got back to scoring runs like they do in Game 2. It was looking kind of weird for them at first because they had not even got on base until the seventh inning when they finally hit a home run, a two-run home run to really bust things open. They were down 1-0 at that point, but then never really looked back after that and ended up getting the win in game 2, 4-1. So we're all tied up. We have game 3 tonight. I'm still banking on Tennessee, but Texas A&M is playing really well, and they're showing out right now, and their pitching has been very, very solid. It's just their offense is questionable, but they're obviously capable of getting going against Tennessee, so it should be a good game 3 tonight. And then also later in the week, we have the NBA draft, which begins on Wednesday night and Thursday, so we have 2 days this week. But honestly, it is a very, very weak draft. Not a lot of standouts this year. Two guys from France are pretty much the top two picks right now that it's looking like, but we don't really have any Victor Wembanyama type guys. We don't even really have any mid-tier guys. I mean, basically, the biggest news is where is Bronny James going, and he had a terrible college season, so I'm not expecting him to come into the NBA and be anywhere near his father. That's basically the biggest player that they're talking about for the most part. And fingers crossed he does not end up with the Lakers, because I don't really care for him to be there, but would not be shocked if he's there because, of course, his dad is there. And the Lakers are going to do whatever his dad wants them to do. So would not be surprised to see him there, but honestly, it's probably going to be a pretty boring NBA draft this year, but who knows? We might have some standouts. You obviously never know what you're going to get until they actually hit the court. But so far, it's not looking like it's going to be some crazy type of draft, at least at this point. This is also, since it's the end of the show, it's also a good reminder to let y'all know that the Olympics are around the corner, and I will not be discussing those because the Olympics suck. Right up there with crappy-ass women's basketball. No, I don't give a shit about Caitlin Clark. She does not make me want to watch the WNBA. Give zero fucks about that. And oh, yeah, soccer sucks, too. So we're going to keep it at that. So enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.